Todd Bishop is here from GeekWire, Seattle tech news site GeekWire. We're going to talk virtual reality. Maybe someday you can watch that game and feel as if it's -2 degrees.
They've already got virtual reality cameras on the sidelines of NBA games.
Is that right?
There was one last season, or this season, I guess.
We're talking virtual reality now, Todd, because, well, first of all, there were some smartphone-based virtual reality headsets came out recently. But this week, the company Oculus is finally beginning pre-orders for the consumer version of that virtual reality headset that even I've heard about called Rift. What does all this VR stuff mean for the Seattle region?
This is really one of the main epicenters for virtual reality around the country. Seattle has a heritage in video games and, of course, technology and software broadly. And that's starting to come together as virtual reality is making it into the mainstream. And we're seeing really a cottage industry, and maybe even more than that, of virtual reality startups, primarily people making software that translate into virtual reality experiences, but also some of the hardware as well.
Right. Oculus has an engineering center here.
That's right. HTC is making what's called the Vive, which is going to be a competitor to the Rift. Mm-hmm. They're partnering with Valve Software, which is the company behind the Steam video game platform, on that virtual reality experience. And then Microsoft down the road has its HoloLens, which they're calling blended reality. It's the idea of putting holograms on the world around you. So a little more Star Wars than Star Trek, if you will.
And as you said, we have virtual reality software here. The person who headed up PopCap Games is into virtual reality. Why is this happening in Seattle?
This is, in many ways, our heritage. The nice thing about all of the engineers that are coming into town and the startups that have made their mark here is that it's created this pool of talent, and that can be used in all sorts of different ways. We've seen SpaceX in a totally different area come in and use video game designers to help Elon Musk develop the next wave of satellites. And here we have in virtual reality, a lot of people who are well-versed in game engineering can apply those talents to this other entirely new area.
Okay, now for most of us, the big thing about virtual reality is what it's like to have the headset on. So tell me, what is it like?
It depends on the type of headset you have. The key is the frame rate. As soon as it gets up to about 90 frames a second, it starts to become extremely, extremely realistic, and you don't get the nausea that you get at lower frame rates.
Less nausea.
That's right.
Sounds good.
More virtual reality, less nausea. Maybe that could be their tagline.
Mm-hmm.
But it is immersive, and you're starting to see them really make this so that your body. I had one VR experience where I was up on top of a large pedestal, and my body was telling me if I took one more step forward, I was going to plummet to my death. Mm. It truly is starting to replicate reality, and that's what we're really seeing with this watershed moment with the release of the Oculus Rift this year.
People pick up stuff virtually. If that thing makes noise, it gets louder as you move it to your ear.
That's
you can
right.
swing your hand and, you know, bring a tower of blocks down or crash a glass plate.
Absolutely. You can go to the surface of Mars and see it exactly as the Mars rover would see it and send a virtual probe over to check out a different kind of rock on the surface of the red planet. There are all sorts of fascinating applications. It's starting with video games. They're keeping it relatively simple at the beginning. It's essentially creating a 3D world out of video games. But from that point, it can go basically anywhere.
Where do you think the technology is headed?
I think there will be everyday applications for virtual reality. We've already seen this with HoloLens. One of Microsoft's classic demos of this product, which was first unveiled last year, is the plumber scenario or the electrician scenario. You are in your house wearing a headset. Your plumber is essentially looking at what you're seeing and drawing on the scene in front of you from his or her tablet. Hundreds or even, you know, 10 miles away. I mean, this is a scenario where it just has all sorts of practical implications beyond the sort of whiz-bang video games that we're going to see at the beginning.
We could do many shows just on that. I could imagine it changing where we live, if we can truly connect and collaborate on these headsets and many, many more things. But I wonder how isolating virtual reality might be.
That is one of the key challenges that people are going to face, because you are in the middle of a physical environment. So you're not really with the people in the room with you, in the actual room. But the great thing that you've seen with things like Xbox Live and other types of online gaming environments, and then you could potentially see it translating into social networks. Keep in mind, Facebook owns Oculus now, is that they can connect you online. And so it's this trade-off. You're giving up the people next to you in exchange for the people on the other side of the world. And are you better for it or worse?
Right. And are you more connected or more isolated? It depends on how you look at it.
These are the fundamental questions of our time.
Okay. Now, these things, just the Oculus Rift is coming out at way more than they said it was going to be. $600 plus basically a $1,000 computer, right?
That's right. And that is the big challenge that they're going to have out of the gate. They had hinted that it would be in the $300 range, which is what you're alluding to. That's a pretty hefty device to not have all of the computing power in it. You're going to have a very beefy computer to run it.
So if I can afford virtual reality headsets, what kind should I buy?
My colleague Taylor Soper, just this past week at the Consumer Electronics Show, got a chance to try out the HTC Vive. His recommendation would be that device. He says it's the best virtual reality device he's ever used, in part because they've added a room sensing camera to the front. So you can walk around the room and there are small outlines that show you when you're about to hit the wall. So this is something that you could potentially use in your daily life if they come up with the right applications.
Right. So the cool thing is immersing yourself in this world. The uncool thing is bumping into a wall or a person or something worse while you're doing it.
Absolutely. And that is, again, what Microsoft is going to be trying to solve in a bigger way with the HoloLens.
Todd Bishop, co-founder of GeekWire, Seattle-based tech news website.
KUOW is made possible in part with support from listeners like you. Consider making a quick one-time donation of $10 via your mobile phone. It's easy. Just text the letters KUOW to the number 27722. And thanks.